Etius, Perik Zayin, Mishnah Hay, 7-5. Here we have testimony from Rabbi Yehoshua and Rabbi Yakim Ish Hadar. When it says Yakim Ish Hadar, that means his name was Yakim, and he was from the town of Hadar, where he was the leading authority over there. Now, they testify regarding two matters. The first has to do with the storage of the ashes of the Parah Aduma. The pasuk says, Va'asaf Ish Tahor, Eis Afar HaPara, a Tahor man will gather the ashes of the burned Parah Aduma, and says, Vehiniach, he has to place it, and the pasuk says, B'makom Tahor, in a Tahor place. Now, that being the case, the question is, what happens if you have the ashes stored in a top of something which is not Tahor, but the ashes remain Tahor? Meaning, for example, if you take the ashes, you store them inside a earthenware container. So earthenware containers, a kli cheres, is not makabel tumah milagav. From its outside, it doesn't become tameh, only from its inside. So if the container is Tahor, and it's sitting on top of a source of tumah, let's say, for example, a dead rat, a sheretz. So that would have the ashes sitting inside an earthenware container in a state of tahara, but in a location on top of a tameh source. In this case, you know, a dead sheretz, a dead rat, let's say. So is that acceptable, or does that render the ashes invalid and make them like tameh? So that's the machlokas here, and they say, "Hid Rabbi Yehoshua, Rabbi Yakim Ish Hadar al kalal." If you have a kalal, that's like an earthenware container. Shel chatas, that it's containing the ashes of the burned para aduma, shenasno al gabe hasheretz, if you put that earthenware container on top of a dead, when it says sheretz here, it means specific one of the eight sheratzim listed in the pasuk, and it means, of course, it's dead, so it's a source of tumah, then shehu tamei, that still it's not okay, because even though the container is tahor, but they say it's unacceptable because the pasuk has to be put in a makom tahor, and that's not a makom tahor, it's a tameh place, and therefore the ashes are rendered tameh. And why do they have to say this? Shrebi Eliezer Matar, because Rabbi Eliezer had disagreed, and he said that such a scenario it's okay, since the container is tahor, and that's what's referred to in the pasuk, the container, says he, therefore putting it on top of a dead rat would not be a problem. Okay, that's the first of the two. Halacha would be like the Tanakam, if you will, meaning Rabbi Yehoshua, and Ish and Yakim, Rabbi Yakim. The second case is Rabbi Papias testifying, not related to the previous. Here Rabbi Papias is testifying regarding the counting of the days for Nazirus. So a standard Nazirus, if a person says, Harei Alai Nazir, so that's a 30-day commitment. That's the default. 30 days is the standard commitment if no other time is specified. If a person would say, Harei Alai Shtei Naziros, I accept by myself two Naziros periods, that would mean that he's going to be a Nazir for two consecutive 30-day periods. Which would mean he's a Nazir for 30 days, he's restricted from being exposed to corpses, eating grape products, and cutting his hair. And then on the after 30 full days, meaning on the 31st day, he's supposed to then do what's called his taglachas, which means, in short, it means his shaving, but it means the taglachas, or the giluach, it's referring to the entire process of the completion of his nazirus, okay? So, l'charechili should wait till 30 days are up, and then on the 31st day, do his taglachas. But there's a principle, which everyone agrees to, which is miktsas yom kukulo, that a portion of the day is, in some ways, tantamount to the entire day, which means that b'di'eved, if a person does his taglachas on day 30 of his Nazirus, then he'll still be Yotzi, okay? Because he has day 30, he had a portion of a day, and the rest of the day, that portion is enough to be the whole day, to be considered a 30th day. So, if a person did that, what's supposed to happen is that if he committed to Harei Alai Shtei Nazirus, two consecutive Nazirus periods, so then, even though he did his Tiglachas a day early from what he should have, L'Chachil, on day 30, now he should count 30 more days. 30 would be the first, 59 would be the last day. And then on the day number 60, that he should do with Tiglachas for his second Nazirus. Now the Chiddush that Rabbi Papias is going to say is that B'dievid, if a person does his first Tiglachas on day 30, and he does his second Tiglachas on day 59, he will be Yotzi B'dievid. Again, day 59 would be the 30th day of his commitment, and therefore he would be Yotzi Bidi Eved. says Rabbi Papias, and that really means he's making two chedushim. First of all, he's saying that you can have mixas yom kukulo at the beginning and at the end, right? Because in the first Naziris, day one is a portion of a day, and day 30 is a portion of a day, but he's letting you do Tiglachas for then. And secondly, saying that that day 30 can count for both the last of the first commitment and the first day of the second commitment, so double dips. And still it's okay. That's what he says. Says the Mishnah inside. Heid Rebbe Papias al Misha Nazar Shte Naziros. He testified regarding someone who committed to two consecutive Naziris periods. Sheim Gilach Es Harishona Yom Shloshim. If a person does his concluding procedure on the 30th day, then Shegem Megaleach Hashnia Yom Shishim. Then what he ought to do, L'chachila, is count 30 full days. Day 30 would be day 1. Day 59 is the 30th day, and therefore day 60 from the initial one would be like the time to proper time to do the second tiglachas. But v'im gilach yom shishim chaser echad, if he ends up doing his tiglachas for the second nazirus on the 59th day, literally day 60 minus 1, then yatza b'di'evri sil yotzi shiyom shaloshim olalo min haminyan, because day 30, even though it was the last day of the first set, also counts as the first day of the last set. And that's Reb Papias' chiddush and his testimony, and the halacha would be like him as well. Meaning, lechatchila it should be on day 31 and 61, but b'di'evad it could be as early as day 30 and day 59, and a person could be yotzi his two nazirus.